There we go.
Oh, that was Anna dinging.
Aww.
Where's Anna?
She's here.
Leah.
We're glad she dinged.
We are glad she dinged. Oh, this is interesting. So what do we, oh, I love this. Okay. So what do we need to focus on tonight, right? If we tell a new story, we create a new home.
Oh, wow.
Right? We create a new home if we tell a new story. So it becomes a whole identity shift. And that's what Pluto brings too. Chaos, that we talked about in Workapalooza. Chaos and conflict always ensues when we make big changes, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a ripple in the water. And I think that that's really key to everybody to remember that change is maybe great, but things need to kind of recalibrate around it. And so that's also the forgiveness piece that we did in the first reading. And when you guys, for those of you who were here, you saw Doug and I talking about another reading that we did together. So here's what the last two cards are, which are about higher power and serendipity. And so considering tonight is all about how do we tell a new story and how do we bring this and really get grounded, especially with things the way they are. We have to remember that the higher power is in charge of the serendipitous events, not us, right? So if we think, I think what thank I love goodness. About, thank goodness it's not us, I know. No. If we think we're the boss, right, that we're at home in our power, and Deb Silverman and I were talking about that today, about the power of Pluto, that if we're afraid of power, we'll get in the, we're going to jump in and create chaos because we will retaliate, we'll be retaliatory, we'll get triggered, we'll be resistant to change, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And that happens when we don't work with the Pluto energy that's being offered to us. And when, because we think it's about us. It is about personal power, but we forget when we're in that space, that's the, that is what we call the unconscious Plutonian influence, right? Over here, and then that's why Saturn comes in to say, hey, wait a second, like you got to get disciplined here. Over here, it says, you want to have fun? Get over here. Over here's where the action is. If you give your life over, right? If you turn your will and your life over to the care of spirit, God, goddess, whatever, you know, however your language is, Kerplowy, here comes serendipity. So we don't have to effort as much as we believe we do.
Love that.
Yeah. So
I should mention before we get too far started, it doesn't look like I'm like in some, I don't know, secret mystery dungeon somewhere, but I'm in my parents' crafts room.
Oh!
So I'm at my parents' house in Houston, Texas, and I am in their craft room.
What kind of crafts do they do?
My mom is a quilter and a knitter and a fabric person, and so I'm totally, like, there's all kinds of fibers and books and maps and all kinds of crazy things, so.
I love it. You still owe me a scarf.
Yeah, but okay, fine.
Get going there, Doug. Get going.
Yes.
So tonight is a very special night. I know it feels like I was so excited that I knew that we were having a call tonight. So I think before I do our meditation, why don't we have Anna jump in and talk about whatever housekeeping we have? And then so we can do that. Then we're going to start with a nice long meditation about being grounded. And then we'll come in and we'll bring people up. You're right. And I think we'll do that with the Living Oracle. I think that'd be fantastic.
Great. Okay. Anna, you okay me bringing you up? Just checking. We had lots of conversations about whether this was a pajama call or a non-pajama call.
I know. And you guys, I'm so grateful. I was calling them from the vet's office because my little dog, we think she fell down the stairs. We don't really know because she went lame all of a sudden. So, Anna, look at you.
This is a half pajama call.
I call that the video conference mullet. Professional on the top, pajamas on the bottom.
There's pajamas down here.
Absolutely.
Well, I wish I could say I did, but sometimes Mark will ask me, I'll put a bra on underneath my pajama top. Because it's a Calvin Klein, and he goes, what are you wearing? And I went, they'll think it's clothes. I put jewelry on, and I'm a bra on.
Yeah.
Spirituality and oracle cards, we don't have to get dressed for it.
No. I figured they love us just the same.
That's right. Makes everybody feel comfortable in at home.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Yes, the full moon madness. It was supposed to be really easy. It was kind of, sort of, but not really. Yesterday I was kind of loony.
Yes, it's carried over into today.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like I went into the freezer after I came home and Tinkerbell couldn't walk. Like as if eating the tops of frozen muffins were going to help me. Or we're going to make her walk. Here, Tinky, eat.
Yes. Yes.
What do you
think? Rather than eating the food she can't eat.
Right. Exactly right. But my muffin tops are making muffin tops.
Yep. So.
What are you going to do? So, Anna, my love.
Yes, dear.
Tell us what's up for shared wisdom.
Okay, yeah. Everybody. Now, this is the next call will be our last call. I know. It went really fast.
I know.
It did. It went super fast. And so the next call is our last call. So between now and then, we have a few things that will be happening. Okay. First, I put up the practice call schedule. Those are the last of the practice calls. So if you haven't been on, try to make it on. Raise your hand. I know I've talked to a couple of you at Oracle Palooza. Told you it's time to raise your hand. Okay, so that's one thing. This week, I will be posting all about the mentor class. And then you'll be able to, you know, we extend that and anybody can take the class. And from that class, we'll see who goes on to be mentors for the fall. Okay, so that I'm going to post about. You could ask me any questions there. You don't ask them here. You'll right. ask them to me on the other thread. Okay. Now, since we are coming to a close, we all need you guys to continue adding to your living oracle.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because two weeks after the class, after the last call, the room shuts down and it gets archived. So you won't be able to add to it after that. So you need to add to it now. You don't have to ask if you could keep adding if you've already added.
Just care if you have 10 or 20 things on
there. Doesn't matter.
Go to town.
Keep adding. Okay. And next, during the next call, after that, I will post the link for.
Anna Freeze.
Okay, and that's a really great room. Oh, I froze. Am I back?
Yeah.
Okay, am I back? Okay. So I don't know if you heard what I said. I said I will be posting the link for the alumni room for your shared wisdom students. And those were my housekeeping things. Anything you guys can ask me, send me, you could tag me or message me with any questions you have about anything that I talked about today. Don't ask on this call because I want to be able to get through all the stuff we have for you for this evening. Okie dokie. I think that's it.
Thank you, love. So I do want to mention one
thing.
Thank you, darling. You have a whole month. Okay, so I know it sounds like we just said it's almost over, but I know how everybody gets, so we want you to prepare, because what happens when we archive the group, the only thing we leave is the living oracle, right? So we want you to poof it out this month. So one of the groups had almost, what, 500, over 500, right?
The one group had almost, yeah.
A lot. And this is yours. It's yours. No one else gets to see it but you. You can go back there. You're the only people that can use it. And once it's there, right, it'll become a secret thing, right? And only they have access. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to want to add to it and really make this yours, because it really is magical. And the more you can really stay, because we're going to talk about staying grounded as well as staying in the mystical over this next month, it's going to really serve you as we kind of prepare you in the last call in July for what do you do now that you're going to be a certified Oracle guide? How do you make it practical? What do you want to do with this? And, you know, we'll be able to support you and give you ideas and you'll really hear yours. And, you know, we really want you to keep going. And whether you're ending up a mentor or not a mentor, it doesn't matter. We just want you to keep doing this and being in our tribe and bringing this message out there to your friends and family and other people that will become your friends.
And great. Family. Thanks, Anne. I'm going to put you back as an attendee. And we'll
bye,
talk
everybody. Have bye. A good night.
Thank you. The love tribe. Is something. Apparently it's not, I love the word tribe, and apparently it's also not, it's not, I'm not supposed to say that, but I don't care. I love it.
You know a phrase I like to use now is posse.
Oh, a posse.
People are in my posse.
We got a posse. We're going out and finding spirits.
Yeah, I like that one.
So tonight we're going to focus on two subjects. We're going to focus on grounding and telling a new story. So what I thought before we talk about these things is we're going to do an exercise and we're going to come together and really start officially this call. So I'm going to ask everybody, oops, I froze.
Your video did, but I can hear you. There
okay,
you are.
Great. So I'm going to ask everybody to begin the way we begin, with your feet on the ground. Don't have your legs crossed. And if you have shoes on, if you could take them off, that'd be great, and go barefoot. So you really want to always, when you do this or any kind of these types of meditations, sitting in a chair that can support your back is always great. I like to have my hands in my lap. I think I froze, but is my voice still going?
We can hear you perfectly.
Well, that's odd. Okay. I'm actually hooked up to a landline thing. Oh, it's okay. So I'm just going to keep going here. I'm going to ask Spirit to come into my computer. Since I plugged it into the wall and we spent a fortune on this new internet, please make it work. Thank you, Spirit. I'm out of my hands. All right. So feet on the floor. We want to have it shoulder apart. Must be Telus. It's not. It's Bell. I'm going to turn my video off temporarily. I think that might be easier. Okay, can you hear me, Doug? Yes?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay, just for now, I'm going to just use it without a video for a second because it'll be easier. So I'm going to ask you to kind of notice where your knees are. You really want to get into our bodies. So if your knees are kind of to the side, or if they aren't, like if you need to have a little bit of space between your legs so that your knees are almost level to your shoulders. And you're going to have your feet on the ground. You're going to take a deep breath. And I'd like to invite you to breathe in. As you breathe in, to imagine that at the base of your feet, and you actually do have two energy centers there, they kind of open up, and through the balls of your feet and the flat part of your feet, and you're going to draw up earth energy. Even if you're in a high rise, you're going to pull it up from the earth. So you're just going to imagine that as you breathe in, you're kind of pulling up a very a viscous, it's like a gooey kind of golden light. So it's slower. It's a slow golden light, and it's very soothing, and it kind of pools around your ankles. Now, if you can imagine that there, the earth has a mantle, it's got the top of it, and if you can imagine like 6 feet under the earth, there's something called the earth star chakra, and that's from the 12 chakra system. I like the 7, to be quite honest, but I actually love this extra chakra because it really is all about how we communicate with the earth and the planet. Because no matter how we slice it and dice it, we are of the earth. We will always be of the earth. We are corporeal beings. And so we really want to allow the weight of our bodies, even if we don't want the weight of our bodies to be the weight of our bodies, we're going to really let ourselves be really heavy in the chair. Just let your weight feel very connected to the earth. And now we're going to pull that energy up to our hips and to just under our belly button. So we're going to activate the base chakra. And we're still looking at gold. We're not doing a chakra exercise. I'm just mentioning it, that we're opening up that energy center. And then we're just gonna continue to allow this golden light to slowly pool up. So it's like we're pulling it up. And now we're starting to notice that it's being pulled up by something above our head. And we're pulling it up through this extraordinary white light. It's white, it's silvery light, it's weightless. It's a very different energy, comes from the universe, and it's going to pull it. It's very strong. It's like a magnet, and it pulls up that earth energy and really grounds us right to the last hair on our head. And that silver thread, or that white light thread, goes deep into the center of the universe. And so we're really superbly connected in these two areas. And we might hear a little dog, and that's okay. So I just also like you to feel very present in the now energy, the now. Let your mind just empty. Nothing is important at all except the sensation of being in your body. And take a deep, deep breath. Now imagine that we're all together in a circle, everybody here in shared wisdom, everybody who didn't make the call, we're all still connected to everyone who made the commitment to continue to expand. And we're going to lock in our intention for everyone by igniting our heart center, but we're going to make it pink. So we're kind of gold and pink and white. And we're really going to feel that beating. And all our best intention for everyone's well-being, health, prosperity, gratitude, just let that be present. And then I'd like you to take your hands, and I'm going to open my video, and maybe hopefully this is going to work. See if it works. Oh, now I'm green. I guess it's not working. At some point it will. We don't care. I'm green. Doug, am I still there?
Yep, still there.
And I'm just green. I'm green. Yep. Okay, I'll figure it out in a second. So Doug, it's not easy being green. Thank you, Marianne Graham. What I'd like to do is figure out if I can fix this, given that I'm completely logged into the internet. And if you don't mind just talking a little bit about this, and I can also move one of the yappy dogs into the next room.
I'll be right. Do you want me to do anything with to close off the meditation, or just leave that as is for now?
I'd like to leave it as is, and let's pull some cards. And hang on one sec.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's talk for a second about grounding and that feeling. And I would just invite you to notice how it feels at the end of that meditation, how it feels in your body. How does it feel in your mind, in your emotions? What are you noticing about what it feels like when you're more grounded? Intentionally grounded might be a way to say it. You know, so often we go through our lives and we forget that we can pause and get intentionally grounded before a meeting, before a call, before an important conversation. These are all things that we have access to, being a co-creative partner with spirit. And yet sometimes we forget. One of the things that Colette talked about last week at Oracle Palooza, which I loved, is that sometimes you could just have a spot that you go stand in. If you can't really do a grounding exercise, maybe you're on a call and you can just identify there's a spot in your office or your room that you can go stand in. And you know that that's the spot where you focus on being grounded. Colette talked about that in terms of our chair activity that we sometimes do, but I think this is very similar. And part of being grounded is knowing that we're in our body. It's knowing what it feels like to have that connection to earth and that connection to spirit from our root chakra all the way up to our crown chakra and beyond. And when we think about that, there are often rituals that we could do as well, things to help us kind of connect in a way with the sense of groundedness. I'm curious if any of you have exercises or activities that you do or things that help you stay grounded. I know for me, it definitely is taking my shoes off if I have an important call and I'm at my desk. I like to have that presence there. It can also be for me having salt water in a bottle of some Himalayan sea salt in a bowl of water in my office when I'm doing readings or doing intuitive coaching or energy healing with someone. Those are all things that I do to remind myself both to clear the energy, but also to remind myself of my connectedness to earth and my connectedness to all that is really. So a couple of things people have said here. Becoming present. There's Colette coming back. And green. Hey, Colette, did you say you had another camera you might could use?
Yeah, I'm going to put that. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I just thought about that. Yes. Okay. Rubbing your hands together. Yeah, definitely. Well, you don't necessarily want to drink salt water, Jackie. That may be an interesting thing to do, but you definitely want to have it. I always have it in the room. So, but that you maybe there's a good way for that. Salt blocks, Anna. I love that. Having we can feel them. Short standing meditation from Catherine or a few seconds of EFT tapping, Gail, definitely. Even just a quick breathing meditation, as Allison mentions, absolutely. These are all great, guys. So it's part of what is, tonight we want to talk about grounding as not just something we do in the workshops or in our program, in our Oracle school, but something we do in our lives every day. Like, how do we get practice that? I'll tell you, one of the things that I do a lot is as you guys know, I'm in the airport a lot and I travel a lot. And I try and get grounded in an airport before I get on a plane. So once I get to my gate, wherever I'm going to be seated for a little while, I'll do a little grounding activity before I get on the plane. Might be a little surprising, but I even do grounding activities on the plane when I'm 36,000 feet in the air. It can really help me to just kind of be aware of my body and be aware of my own sense of calm. And one of the things I find, Colette, I don't know if you're here and you can hear this, but one of the things I will tell you is that for me, it completely brings, I find that grounding helps me when I'm too much in my upper chakras. So if I'm too much in my head, too much in my intuition or my throat chakra, and I don't feel a sense of rootedness, then grounding can really help for that. Yeah, Michelle's giving a really great recommendation on breath. There's a lot of research right now about working with the vagus nerve in our body, that a way to help create a chemical release in our body of hormones that relax and calm us is to actually breathe in for a short breath and breathe out for longer. So if you breathe in for two, breathe out for four. So your example there, Michelle, is another great one where you can breathe in for four, hold for seven, breathe out for eight. But honestly, even if you just do breathe in for two and breathe out for four, very powerful as well. There she is. So I think all of these things, these guys are great, you guys. Essential oils, it's finding the things that work for you to really help yourself get back into your body, especially when you find yourself faced with information or ideas or things that are surprising and kind of throw your upper chakras into a bit of a spin. These are all great things to do. Colette?
Yes. So one of the things that I noticed that, and we've noticed this because we've taught this four times now at the Shared Wisdom Groups, and that once we come to the end-ish, like about a month in to the end, you know, you guys have been coasting. Some of you have sort of like gotten busy or whatever. But we are getting to a place where you've become more and more sensitive. I don't know if you guys notice this, and you can let me know in the chat, but you know, we notice that you'll start to become more and more empathic because you actually have been developing all of your psychic abilities, but predominantly your compassion, right? Your sensitivity levels have gone up. So, right, very sensitive. And so what can be difficult is that you, this is also, especially this year, with all this Pluto Saturn stuff going on and Jupiter, which expands, so it expands our empathy. And so what we have to be very conscious of is how do we stay grounded and stay compassionate with being in the observer instead of taking the world personally. And we can't really help it, right? When you're picking up people's energies, you don't remember oftentimes to ask, is this mine? Right, Doug? So it's like it's the idea that we just have to be really, we don't, it's not about protecting oneself, it's about being grounded in yourself. So you've also developed a very strong, a very different kind of identity now. You're a different person than when you started. Most people that have come this far know they've changed. Put up your hands if you've changed. I love the putting up the hand part, right? You have. So when you get to a place where you know you've changed, so it's like, I know I'm not the same person, but now I'm more open. I'm more porous. I don't want to be defensive, right? You don't want to get defensive. So you want to get more neutral. You want to get in our neutral, but we tend to, when we're working in the spiritual realms and the mystical realms, go up in the upper chakras. We're developing intuition. We're developing it from here up. We're open at the heart. We're open at, we want to talk about communicating. We open our third eye. We're very spiritual. We forget about the basic grounding quality of walking in a park, going outside. You know, yes, the cards are awesome. Yes, intuition is amazing. Wow, the universe responds. Can we just go for a walk now? And these very simple things, like going for one, you know that we can reboot our circadian rhythm just by going for a walk at around 8 a.m. every day, 7 to 8 a.m., right? So this five-dimensional piece really can set in once we remember that we are, like, because it's so exciting to be in these realms, right? Like we can really go, wee! And there are going to be days where you're not overly empathic. You're just like there in the zone. You're in that like, whoa, mystic zone. And then you're going to come with a thud because you haven't taken the time to ground every day, right? The simplest things. That's like, why is Colette teaching us that? Because we forget about it.
One of the things I shared last week at Oraclepalooza is a poem from an author friend of mine, Mark Nepo, and it was a story of a dream he had, very simple. But he was sitting across from an ancient Chinese poet in his dream, and he was asking, how do I block the fear? How do I block the fear? And the poet wasn't answering him, and he got mad and said, how do I block the fear? And the poet just looked up at him and said, how does the tree block the wind? Yeah. And I think there's something about groundedness that's really connected to that. Because the way the tree blocks the wind is it lets it flow through it. It may lose a few leaves, but why does the tree not move? Because of its roots. It's the groundedness that allows us to be present with whatever shows up in our lives, whether it is a tree, whether it's rain, whether it's wind, whether it's sun. These are all parts of it that it allows us to almost, and I know Colette, we're going to talk about this a little bit, this idea of radical acceptance.
Yes. Right?
We talked about living life on life's terms, but
this is exactly where we're going with this.
Oh, exactly. So I think, you know, thinking about our roots as not just about being grounded, but being a source of strength, as much of a source of strength as our intuition might be for some of us, really and, connecting to that.
And when we're grounded, we actually get more nourishment from the world. Like it really is much easier. It's not a mental exercise. It's like we automatically can set better boundaries because we're not out there feeling it. We're just like, oh, I am me. Oh, that's easy, right? You don't even think about it. I know somebody posted something before, you know, the idea about, somebody was talking about gardening. No, more open, Michelle did. I'm more open, but I'm finding I'm developing some great boundaries and figuring out what is mine and not getting as immersed in another's energy. And that is 1000% what happens. I do want to talk about the concept of roots. So, typically, if you look at a tree, and it's just natural from the way we view a tree or amongst a group of trees, is we see that solitary tree and we think of a tree having roots. But we don't consider that a tree is part of a system. just like a mushroom. They have the most amazing system, the mycelium. They speak to each other. They communicate with each other. They have this ability, but it is not information that is woo-woo. It is very much about what is nourishing. How does one protect it? Like, you just automatically soak that up from the world when you are fully rooted in the sense of identity that you have that is naturally authentic for you as a spiritual being having a human experience, knowing that you are visiting this earth in a body. And just like the tree analogy that Doug started with, we also have to remember that under the ground is where all the action is. I've got this beautiful book called The Secret Life of Trees, right? And my other friend, I brought up mushrooms because she's a mushroom expert, and she was telling me about how they communicate. They communicate over miles, right? So just like in Avatars, and actually he had researched all that, by the way, which is why Avatar is like that and why we were all so impacted by that movie. And if you haven't seen that movie, I think it should be mandatory in shared wisdom, especially now, for you to go see it. Go rent it, put it in your computer, watch it, because you'll understand exactly what we're talking about. Home tree is Oracle School in a way, right? And AWA, you know, all those little things that come down is part of what we access here. But it's like everybody communicates and connects. It's like those big riding those banshees, you know, where their hair connected into the tail. It's this sense of connectivity that is natural and we don't have to think about it. But the only way we can do it is to plant ourselves in the memory of our humanity, right? And that is what this is about, is our humanness. It isn't about, yes, it's about transpersonal. We get to our humanity through the transpersonal. When we get out of our personal, we become more of that unification of humanity. But there are certain things we all need. And we get that by getting rooted, and that's how we share at that level. Anyone to add some more?
I just love listening to you talk about this because it actually makes me really happy. One of my most favorite places in the world is a redwood grove. And part of the reasons why I love the redwoods is that almost all redwood groves start with something called the mother tree. And the mother tree is the first tree that's planted in the grove that all the other trees come from. And in most groves, that tree is known, especially in some of the groves that have been more recent. And you can see where those trees have come from. And there is something very magical for me about this connection to that the mother tree has with other trees that are nearby. It's so beautiful. And I think, you know, of course, I love Avatar and I love that, but this idea of the like us and we, how we communicate with others, the trees are communicating with each other.
Yep.
It is such a powerful example. And even thinking about how, when we are grounded, that we open ourselves up to even more synchronicity, to more magic, right? That's part of what happens here. I know it's fine. I think one of the things I'm really aware of is, and we talk about this, is like, you know, life, just because we go to Oracle School doesn't mean life stops happening, right? Life happens. We'll have things happen in our lives, but what we want to be able to do is, if we find ourselves feeling like unmoored or untethered or ungrounded, that we can kind of come back and we can say, okay, I know how to get back to that space of feeling grounded. I know how to get back to that space of my connectedness to home tree, if you will. And that is exactly what we want to be kind of reminding all of us about right now as we come to the close of Shared Wisdom this year.
I'm loving this conversation. It's like, you can never, I'm the mother tree. Oh, hey, Ursula, you stayed up late for the call. So, and we want to ensure that we are healthy. When the roots are not healthy, then all the other roots, they come together, they communicate whether something is safe, healthy or not, but they don't do it from the tops of the trees. I guess that's what we're trying to say.
Right.
All that energy is spread from the root, and that is where we're all connected. And so that's why that when we're rooted and we're not constantly seeking, so the mystical comes to us, And it's very seductive at times when you can actually go there and trying to figure things out, right? And we want that to change. We don't want that to be the direction. We want that right now. That's why we start talking about integrating this, you know, integrating more of what you're learning in a grounded way in your life. And that means applying what you're learning. Again, we apply the same concepts, the same questions that you've asked over, you know, that in module six, and recognize, when am I grounded? Am I grounded? When am I not grounded? And also the impulse. Here's what's so interesting that we're talking about this tonight, because I tend to eat compulsively to ground myself. Right? And that's, and I'm like,
you're freezing. You're freezing.
Right? It was like, go ahead, what?
I think you're freezing.
Gosh, that's so crazy. Am I back?
Yep, you're back.
Yeah, so I hardly do it. I hardly do that at all. But today I did that, and interesting enough, just before the call, and I thought, oh, that was an act of grounding, because I had felt emotionally ungrounded because I was stressing out that I'd be late for the call. And then it was like, no, wait a sec. That's not solving that. What I need, and before I got on with you, I meditated, and I actually imagined myself, I do the seaweed exercise, and bam. And then I'm in the body again, and I called you, and we thought we were by ourselves and everybody. But the point is that we have protocols, right? What do we notice about the way we behave around being ungrounded? And what do we notice when we're grounded? When we're grounded, we actually feel very loose, right? When you're really nicely strong here, you're not rigid. You're not rigid up here. You're not trying to control anything. You're not trying to change anything. You are in total and absolute radical acceptance. And when I can get to radical acceptance, which I did, I was like, oh, Doug, what I did, oh my God. Poof. It was like, no judgment. It's like, ah, radical acceptance, boom. And then you let it go. And so what can we do in our daily lives where we can radically accept anything that is in front of us as it is? Because that is the action of how the tree behaves in a windstorm, right? It doesn't try to change the wind. It doesn't try to change anything. It is what it is, right? And so if you can do that, see things at face value, you spend less time trying to figure it out and more time in acceptance. And then it's when you go from acceptance, it's immediate observation. You get into the observer very like a flow state. It's like, I am in acceptance, now I'm in the observer. Now I can choose. I can choose because I'm very grounded here. I can receive nourishment from my environment because I've set nice, healthy boundaries for that too. And it just is all a flow state. Doug, you want to add to that? Have questions?
Well, I do. There is a question that's come in the main hall, but that's okay. So that's something different. That's for Anna. Okay, got it. Here's what I want to add. There's something that's coming up for me. I want to check this. It may be taking the metaphor a little too far,
but okay.
I think there's something really valid about it. You know, two things cause trees to break in wind. One is when they're not, when they're too like, brittle or strong or not flexible. Well, right. A tree to not be flexible. Well, certainly there's some things that are species of the trees, but the other thing is how well watered and hydrated.
Hydrated.
And there's something, and so what we know about water is it's emotional well-being, right? Water represents emotions in our lives. So equally, there's this sense of groundedness, but also this level of healthy emotional well-being, let's call it, where we're able to really be clear about what we're feeling, emotional regulation, being able to feel those feelings but not get stuck in them. All of those things that allow us to just kind of allow our tree to be healthy, like so that when we do have emotional responses or reactions, they're not a shock to our system, that we're able to really be balanced. Does that make sense, Colette?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'd like to carry on with that metaphor.
Yeah.
Because so if you can imagine, sometimes it could have too much water, which is like weight with being overwhelmed and having a deluge of water, which can wreck a tree, but also the environment of the tree. In other words, that the soil can also lack nutrients. Like, and this is a perfect example. When we are surrounded by energy vampires, for example, people that don't serve us, when we're paying attention to things in our environment that drain us or that don't support us. So it's like what you spend your time on can create an unhealthy soil, right? So you lose your sense of being grounded, and you're easily swept away by the wind and broken because you have not nourished or nurtured yourself by your choices, right? And that's really key as well too. So you lose your nutrients. So I think that metaphor is very strong. And I love the idea too of the mother tree. Like, I think that, here's the thing, I thought it was cute when somebody said, oh, Colette's the mother. No, it's the community of Oracle School for us right now. Like, there's a community of people that you just know that if you were to say, can we sit down and share some wisdom? Can we trade cards or whatever? You know that even if you know nothing about the other person, you have a common language. And there really is a collective here, that there's a collective energy that we've all come together for a purpose, yeah, which is to expand and grow and transform and share that with the rest of the world to the best of our ability. So, right? So it's our experience, strength, and hope. And so I think that there's a sense of that home tree here, that, but ultimately that one tree spawns other trees, right? So you have to be scattered as well. Like, you're going to go and bring this elsewhere. You're going to go, but you can always come back. Now I'm gone into avatar land. I just want to sit down and go, ah, and sway and turn myself blue.
Yeah.
But we are a grove. We are like a grove. What I'd love to suggest us to do now is to do some readings. Do you want to do one, releasing one for everybody, and then pull some people up and do that?
Yeah. And do we want to talk at all about telling a new story briefly before we do that?
Of course we do. Of course we do. Okay.
Because I think it's very connected.
I think the whole purpose of why we're talking about this, yeah, is that the point of us being in Oracle School, the point of us going through personal mastery, expanding your awareness and your ability to share this with other people and shared wisdom, is all about telling a new story. It's about who you were and who you are now. You'll notice even next year, because people who read you the course, you know, it's like you come at it from a new perspective, and then you peel more layers and you strengthen more beauty in yourself. So you are continuously tracking that story in motion so you can evolve, right? So there's a sense of evolution. Well, an evolving story can never be the same. And if those of you who were at Oracle Palooza heard me say from the stage that I'm not telling the same stories anymore. Like, when I realized that the story of my mother, for example, that whole concept of being a victim and a Holocaust survivor, and she and her dad was somebody else, right? So there was like the whole Jewish background that was like so shocking. And I'm like, wait a sec. So I've come through this story because someone told it to me, not because it actually is true. So it's like, then for me, it wasn't even personal. It was just hammered home the power of storytelling. So we're all here to help reinvent ourselves, right? If we're going to reinvent ourselves, we have to tell a different story. Doug, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, well, I want to talk about forgiveness as it relates to a different story, because of what we talked about that card before we got on the call. But it also was a very personal thing for me. So yesterday, doing the full moon ritual for myself and really getting clear about what do I want to let go. And I do think a lot about those things when I say, what is I'm letting go? I think about, what's the story I'm ready to let go of? What's the part of me that I've had, that maybe a story I've told about myself or about a relationship or about something else, that I want to let go of? And interestingly, I had a very difficult situation that occurred with a colleague, former colleague. I won't get into the detail to honor that. I mean, some of you here early may have heard it, but the truth is that I was very hurt by a former colleague, very hurt. And it was some inappropriate things were said that were not true. And I struggled because as me, I don't let those kinds of relationships not happen. Like, I basically say, wait a minute, let's talk about this. If Colette and I ever have any kind of disagreement, we're like, okay, chill. Let's talk about this. Let's have a conversation.
What's going on? Exactly.
Yes. We lean into the difficult conversations. And what I did, which I'm a little embarrassed to say, is I just got angry and I really held on to it for a little while. Mm-hmm. And And it was hard because it was someone saying something really bad about a big piece of work I was really proud of that I had done with some other people. And today I got an email. And in the email, I saw it was from this former colleague. And at first I just said, I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear that. Oh my God, I don't want to hear that. And I'm here with my folks. And so I'm talking to my parents about it. And I thought, and as I'm telling the story to my dad, I'm like, this is an old story. Like, this doesn't even matter to me anymore. Why am I even worried about that? There's so many other things going on in my life. So many other things that are a part of what's happening for me. This doesn't matter. And the first line, and I finally, when I came in here to prepare for Oracle School tonight, I opened the email before I did my meditation, and it said, you know, I hate that this is why it's happening, but I'm writing to apologize and ask your forgiveness. And I realized that I needed to forgive him and forgive myself a little bit too. And it is such a powerful thing to be able to let go of that story. And he was offering to do something very special for me. And after he said, all of those things don't matter. And what matters now is if there's anything I can do to support you in what's going on in your journey, I'm here to support you. And it was beautiful. And it meant so much to me. Because I don't hold on to stories very often about other people. And this one I did have. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I can now release that and say, it's just not important anymore. And I told my dad immediately as soon as it happened, because we had just had the conversation. And he was like, it's amazing what happens, you know? So exactly.
Yeah. You know, when we let go, I think you're perfect. But, and sometimes things happen that do cause us, like, I think that concept of perfectionism, the forgiveness for not being perfect, right? You know, how you and I always talk about walking our talk. I always believe if I'm not walking my talk, I've always got to polish it. I got to find out what my part in things were. Like, I tend to overextend and take too much blame on myself for things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it's really good and amazing that, you know, you're open enough to realize, like, wait a sec, this doesn't serve me. Why am I doing this? And sometimes we have to, like, stretch it for a while until we're that uncomfortable. But I do think that we pay into an insurance policy here. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. I just had a thought. I played this Disney game with my niece this afternoon. Who's here. And we were listening to Disney songs as it was happening.
Let it go, let it go.
Exactly. That song came, this is before all this happened. That song came on and I said, I hate this effing song. And I just fast forwarded. And it was like, my whole body was like resistant to letting it go. And then as soon as it happened, it was like, yeah, okay, now. And someone just typed, let it go. And that's why I laughed. I was like, oh my God, I can't make this shit up. Like, seriously, mm-hmm. I didn't even want to let it go. I was so attached. I didn't want to listen to the song. And yeah. Then it's like, that's exactly the message I needed to hear. That was my Cleidon.
Don't you hate that too, where you get so attached to it? How many times has that happened to me too, right? I think, oh, I'm doing so well 2 months later. I'm still talking about it. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, I'm going to be fine. I'm like, you know.
So funny.
And I think that's, that Maino is saying, we're about Be Real Human. That's your podcast, Doug.
Yeah.
And that really is part of this. I think whenever we come into these improvement, you know, workshops or this whole movement of evolution, which we are in, we forget that we're human beings and that, you know, we kind of try to hide. Oh my God, I don't do that. Well, yeah, we do. You know, we do. And then we get a chance to share about the process of moving from I'm attached, I'm really uncomfortable. Oh God, I'm still telling a story. Oh, hi, I'm so bored with myself. I'm letting it go. And then poof. Because what happens energetically is it actually opens up a space. Because we think that other people don't feel our energy.
Yeah.
We don't think that, but they really do. We actually can hold someone hostage through energy or thoughts, right? Or we can release them by doing that too. So anyway, I'm just babbling away here now, but I love that story, Doug.
Yeah, it was fun.
I love it. It is. So our insurance policy is the fact that we are constantly doing this work. So when we say we're paying off in an insurance policy, we're paying them like a, It's like we're paying a dividend. Every yeah. time that we work with an Oracle card, we're paying into our the insurance policy that we won't screw up so badly that we'll get a chance to cycle faster. That's the insurance policy. Like, you know, like we keep on paying into our hard work. And so that when something does come that throws us off, it's not going to be forever. And we don't sit in the dirty diaper until we get a big rash.
And by the way, this is probably a really good point to bring up one of my favorite topics, which is grace.
Mm-hmm.
Grace is fundamental. And I mean grace for ourselves. Because trust me, you just heard me talk about, I have times where I have to remember that I have a partnership with spirit. That may shock you. But sometimes I have to remember because I think I'm in control of the world every now and then, and I'm not. And so this idea of when that happens, like, how do I give myself grace to say, you're okay, Doug, you're fine just the way you are, get back on top, keep going, you got this, right?
Totally.
Exactly. Most respectful interpretation, Sammy. Good memory. Like that.
Most respectful interpretation. What is the most respectful interpretation of this? And when I jumped in to grab that top of the muffin, I'm like, whoa. I mean, I haven't done that in so long. I can't remember the last time I've done something like that. I mean, I've graduated from chocolate to muffin. I don't do that. So the fact that even though it was gluten-free, then I had to stop myself going like, wait a sec. Okay. I'm not going to beat myself up, but I did that. Like, since when does a muffin make a dog start to walk? Right? It's like,
yeah.
We're going to do shit. We're going to do stuff, and we have to be okay with it, right? We have to be.
This is the whole telling a new story, right? Because, I mean, this is like, when we tell a new story, we have to keep telling it to ourselves and keep reminding what we're doing, and we're building these new neural pathways. Neuroscience tells us that this is not just something that we start thinking. We have to build that in our brain as well as in our whole grounded chakra system, right? So I really believe that is you guys think about what's the new story you're telling about yourself as you leave shared wisdom. Who are you being different? What's happening for you to be different in that way? And then noticing when something happens that's outside of that story, how do you give yourself a little grace if you need to, or catch yourself, say, oh, that's interesting, as we said at the very beginning of level one, and then bring that to life. I think it's just, it's part of the process of graduation, if you will, from shared wisdom and moving on with your life.
And that's one of the reasons why Doug and I always like to tell you our stuff, because, you know, we have to give ourselves permission to be human. Like, I'll always tell on myself in the class. I will always tell on myself, because if I try to hide this, I'll have like a box of muffins, right? You know what I mean? Or whatever it is, right? And the most respectful interpretation is, hey, you know what? I tried to take some comfort for a second. We know it doesn't work. We're going to forgive. We're going to love ourselves. I love and approve of myself. And I'm telling a new story about this because I'm going to give Doug a hug and get on the call with the shared wisdom people, you know, and how far I've come. Exactly. That's what you always have to remember, is look how far we've come.
Yeah.
You know, and that compassionate, loving way. So let's get on and do some meetings. I would love that.
Let's do it. So I'm going to bring up the Living Oracle. And do you want to bring up a couple of cards first from that, from our perspective for the full moon?
Or yeah,
bring
let's do that.
What do you think?
Let's actually just, here's what I'd like to do. I would like to ask some new questions for the full moon, okay?
Great. So
what do we all need to release as we complete this last month of really focusing on putting all this stuff into practice? And that's really what I want you guys to do this entire month. I want you to take a look at every aspect of your life on a daily basis and say, okay, how can I stay in alignment with spirit, with my partnership? Can the cards, you know, what I've learned about evolving with the cards, taking a look at how do I use them? How do I, what are the habits that I've set in motion now and actually track that? Say like, oh, wow, I do this every morning. Give yourself a brownie point. Like, give yourself big, giant, fat, gold stars for everything that you've done up to the point, because that's really what we want to do, is shoot you out of a cannon, basically, and say, like, sparkles.
So give me that question again, Colette, because I want to write it down so we can refer back to it.
So the question will be, what do I need to release? Or what would help me release what I don't need on this full moon? And because it's the full moon in Sagittarius, it's the lesson. In other words, like, what do we keep doing? I don't need to learn that lesson again, right? That's kind of the thought process. So what do I need to release, or what will help me release? Because the cards will tell it from one side or the other.
Great. All right. So do you want to pull some cards for everybody and then have a couple people come up? Kind of like that?
I'm going to do you, okay, so why don't I, you've got the Living Oracle.
I've got it all ready to go.
Okay, let me pull up the Google.
I've got that too.
Oh, okay, so you do it.
Yeah, just how many cards you want me to bring up?
I would like 3.
All right. Oh, goodness. There we go.
So basically, you guys, what we're asking is a two-sided question, because the oracle will answer either, what do I need to release? So it'll answer on a subject, like what do I need to release this full moon in terms of the lessons that I have learned, I don't want to learn again. Or it will answer, it's not two separate questions, but it will answer one or the other. Or the other one would be, what is the other one? It's not about what do I need to.
It's not what would help me release what I don't need.
Yes, what would help me release. Like, what do I need to focus on to help me release this? Yeah. So what do I need to release? Because it'll come up as a subject. Or what will help me release that? So, because the living oracle is a little.
So I think this is perfect. 107 is our first card, which is childlike wonder. And it says, now is the time for you to remember and reclaim your childlike wonder of all that life is offering you. Don't analyze, stress, or try to categorize what is before you. Excuse me. Simply delight in the majesty of Spirit's offering. What was once a dream is now materializing, and with so much more to come, simply allow it to happen. And behold beauty in its simplicity or its complex nature, and that it has come to you for the simple reason of bringing you joy in the moment. Take the time to see the simple miracles in front of you and to thank Spirit for creating them and giving you time to stop and appreciate them.
Ah, so that was what will help me. So I think let's settle on that question. What will help me release what I don't need to learn again?
Yeah.
In this full moon. Good. Right? What will help me release what I want to let go of, what I don't need to learn again? What will help me release? Right? Because remember, the full moon is these 2 weeks until the new moon is about letting go. And it means what'll help me release is being playful. The other thing is, when kids learn, they learn through curiosity. Like whenever I want to learn something, I have to be curious about it. Ooh, let's learn that. So that's that fun, sense of fun, a sense of play, and giving yourself downtime. I think that's the other piece too, that we forget that we strive so hard to be spiritually aware and enlightened. But honestly, the biggest ahas come when we're splashing around with the dog, right? So yeah, just like play. Beautiful. Clear and cleanse.
Beautiful. Okay, do you want to do one more for that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, look at that. We're just going a couple over. We're going to 109, which is amazing. And it says, worry and doubt can entrap you in a maze of your own creation. Unable to see a way out, knowing the path behind you will not lead to where you need to be. Stop. Rest, sit quietly, meditate and journal, then board your hovercraft and trust. Magically, the way will appear.
Who wrote those?
Tracy. That was Tracy Kutzer, and the other one was David Brian Swartwood.
So great.
They're both so great, you guys.
Come on, you guys. You gotta keep adding to this living oracle. Okay, let's bring some people up.
Yeah, Colette, I have to take a call. If you'll give me just a second, I'm so sorry. I have to take it.
No problem. I'm just going to I'm going to pull 2 of these cards to go with it. So what will help us release what we don't need to learn? And I'm going to choose serendipity is to remember. Now this is really cool because when we started, when Doug and I get together before we start the call, and so we usually spend 15, 20 minutes doing cards, talking, kibitzing, telling each other what we're up to. And so instead we decided, since we got on here too early, and the call had already started and there were people coming in, we just kept doing it. So serendipity was one of the cards that we got to talk about tonight. But serendipity is essential. The thing that's missing is the higher power card, because we had those two together. That if you don't want to be in chaos and conflict, which is what happens to us when we keep learning lessons we don't need to learn anymore, the antidote to that is to have the higher power be our primary source, and serendipity is the activity that comes when we remember that. So if we were to say what would help us release what we don't want to learn, is the trust in that higher power, and that to recognize that serendipity is going to tell us our next step, right? So that's when we have these amazing moments of clarity that come to us because something happens that we didn't plan, and it just happens for us. And we might have set it in motion by asking for it, but we typically will not recognize the form as something that we expect, right? So we want to do something different. Now, I don't have the capability here to pull anybody up because Doug is the host. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to pull somebody up on the chat. Actually, I'm going to pull up Lisa Williams. Yes, we're going to pull up Lisa Williams because I called her name out.
Yeah, for sure. Sorry about that, Colette. It was something I had to take. So I'm really
understand.
Sorry.
No problem. I
had it. Okay, Lisa Williams, we're bringing you up to panelists here.
Yes. There we go.
There she is. There. I'm going to unmute you, Lisa. There.
Hold on one second. This is just the saddest one. She looked up. I'm like, don't worry. Tinkerbell is like, huh? But she's got a pain medication, so she's sleeping now.
Aww.
That's too funny. Okay, so we're going to use a living oracle. I'm going to pull you one card from Wisdom. Actually, I'm going to use the Enchanted Map, okay, because that's way more fun. Different. We haven't used it for a while. I'm sick of the goddess deck right now. Not that I'm sick of my goddess deck, but no. I actually am ready to start using other decks again. With my crystal deck is coming out in a month and a half, so that's going to be fun. But after a while, it's like, time for new decks. Okay. Now, I'm going to choose one card. Do I have your permission?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
So in other words, what will help you release what you need to release this full moon, okay?
Okay.
And then Doug is going to choose two living oracles for you to make the second and third card. And they're just going to tell your story in motion. So all these three elements that will help you, okay?
Okay, awesome.
So this is very interesting. So coming apart was in the reverse position.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to suggest to you is that this would be, you want to let go of resistance.
Mm.
So it's more like the resistance of letting go the stuff you don't want to learn again because you don't know what your new story is. So there could be that you have some resistance to allowing things to fall apart because you kind of want to spin the plates and make sure none of them drop. Does that make sense?
It does.
Mm-hmm. So it's really surrendering that resistance and trusting. And I think that serendipity card was very much the supportive of you.
Wow. Yes, that makes sense.
All right. So I've got two for you. The first one, Lisa, is emergence, which says, rejoice, for you have made it to the top of the mountain.
Ooh.
A part of your journey has now ended and you have come out the other side as a new person. Allow yourself to stand tall and raise your voice to the wind in concert. Your strength has been found within.
Ooh, wow.
If we think about what do you need to release, it's kind of realizing that you've come to the other side of part of this journey. It's like allowing yourself to be in that space.
Yes.
And connected to the card you had, Colette, it feels like it's a mental shift for you, an emotional shift to like that you, in the middle of all this regeneration and remind me the name of the card you pulled, Colette.
I'm so fascinated with this. Coming apart in the...
Yeah, coming apart, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like your life has... What it feels like for me is, and I can speak for myself, like in my own experience, this kind of thinking of shared wisdom here. When we share wisdom, my journey has been that right when things feel like a breakdown is when we get to the other side of the breakthrough.
Yeah.
I think there's something about emergence that while you're having this part where things are doing that, that's all happening. Now, the other card I have is position number 9. That was 105, by the way, if you want to look it back up. Emergence was 105. the second one is number 9, which is divine timing. And it says, are you
Wait, one second, I'm going to interrupt you. Remember, that's not what do I need to release. It's what will help me.
What will help you release, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So are you finding yourself feeling overwhelmed by your to-do list, rushing around to try to get things done? It's time to relax and be here now. There are always going to be more tasks to add to the list, but fear not, because there will be always be time for the things that really matter. By relaxing and slowing down, you might just find yourself getting more accomplished. Spirit has a plan for you, and there's no way to rush to the end of this plan, so don't try. Be here now, enjoying the moments of your everyday life, and watch as Spirit's plan for you unfolds in perfect divine timing.
These cards are awesome. Wow. Wasn't that good?
Yes, it's awesome. I love that.
So I'm just curious, Lisa, what resonates for you with that? Like when we have our shared wisdom conversation, what kind of really resonates for what's going on in your life as you think about the new story you're telling or your own journey that you're on right now?
Well, you know, for me, I mean, I definitely absolutely think it's resistance, you know, and I think it's the idea that I feel fearful, you know, that like if I totally change everything, what's that going to look like, you know? And so part of that for me is fear. And really releasing that to just say, hey, you know, just create a new story and just, you know, that, you know, you're good enough, you know, and worthy enough to, you know, to change it. And so, yeah, I think it's just like that, you know, I don't know, Colette pulled a card not long ago, come to the edge or yeah, I think it was in. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Good.
Like trusting that. And trusting that you'll be held or you'll be caught.
Yes.
And even more, if you can imagine coming to the edge that looks like a giant cliff, but it's only 2 inches. And you find that you literally just have to step over.
Yeah.
Love that.
Oftentimes, that's what it really is true for all of us.
Yeah.
All right, my love, we're going to pick somebody else now. That's so funny.
Thank you, Lisa. It was so wonderful. Thank you.
I'm going to pull them up from the chat.
Great.
Okay, I'm just going to grab them from the chat because that way they don't put up their hands, so they're going to be picked. Trish Nichols.
Trish Nichols, let's bring you up here.
I'm just going like this, like it's a wheel. Look at this. Everybody loves Trish. Oh, my God. Look at this. Everybody's going, yay, Trish. Yay, Trish. So is my dog. Tinky, be quiet. Where's Trish?
Well, I can't see her, but let's see if we can hear her.
Mark, please come and get her.
Huh, I can't unmute her. Let's be there. Trish, are you able to connect? Maybe a little trouble with the technology here tonight.
She's on the Medicam, so maybe that's what's happening. Oh, no, we need Trish. Trish can do it.
There she is. Almost.
Oh,
I can hear you.
I just knew you were going to call me up today because I look like shit.
Ah, you're always gorgeous, Trish. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, man. I know when I look nice, I know that much about myself. Really, okay. After all these years in Oracle School, I'm that much ahead.
All righty. So I'm going to pick a card. May I have permission to pick a card for you?
You always do, you guys. Doug, you look fabulous. By the way, the Oracle Palooza, I missed everybody so much.
Aw.
Yeah. Next year.
I'm already on that. Yeah,
we're good. Hoping it's going to be in Nashville next year, but we're not sure. We have to get.
So awesome.
Okay, so.
I want to go to Nashville, so I think I got myself a ticket.
All right. Well, we have to see. We're actually trying to figure out what hotel. I'd like to go there, but we may end up somewhere else. But that's where our dream place is. The end of anyway. Okay, cleaning house for you.
Oh yeah, you should look around. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Cleaning house. That's too funny. So, and as we know that every object in Oracle Palooza, since you weren't there, I'll tell you, we talked about when you have shaming pants in your closet, when you have objects that shame you, that point at you.
I threw those out.
Awesome. I still have a couple somewhere, but anyway,
those are
yes.
Great.
When you clean house, you get the stuff. And even if you haven't worn something in a year or 2 years, get rid of it. It's the idea, like I love the calling it the Marie Kondo on your life. You know, go in there,
right?
If it doesn't spark joy, right? If it doesn't spark joy, gotta go. Gotta bada bing, bada bum, right? So it's gotta go.
Yeah, and it kind of, that applies to almost everything. Really?
Yes.
If there's not a chunk of joy somewhere in there, yeah, it's time to say hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So Doug is going to pull two from the Living Oracle. So, okay. So wait. So your first anchor card is all about cleaning. Yeah. Because we also talked about earlier about the forgiveness card, the mending card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ho'oponopono is that Hawaiian prayer, and it is about cleaning. So you clean the energy, you clean your environment through the act of forgiveness and gratitude, right? So forgiveness and gratitude. So that's also part of this cleaning house piece. Doug.
Yeah, so my first card I pulled for you is number 6, Trish, from the Living Oracle, and it's hidden potential. It says, you have come to this point in time where you understand that your story is in motion, and that by changing your perception of the past, you can influence the present and your future potentials. Now is the time to recognize this and begin rewriting your story by gaining distance and objectivity. Become the observer and actively participate in co-creating with spirit. You have the tools, so use them and write yourself into a glorious future with gratitude and humility.
Oh, can I take you both home with me?
I think we're already there.
We are home, honey.
This is the tree.
what number is that for her?
That was number 6. And okay. the second card I've got for you, Trish, is 89. Okay. So I'm going to bring up 89 now, and then I'll be curious to hear kind of how it connects for you. So 89 is, here we go, is laughter. Healing of the, it's obviously not for you, Trish. I mean,
I
don't get it.
Yeah. It says healing of the soul, awakening of the heart, lifting of the spirit, love and hope. As one moves through their day, remember to laugh along the way, even a smile. It's free, you know, and often enough to start the glow.
Oh, come on, you guys, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. You guys, that's awesome.
You are welcome. And yeah, I'm gonna say something else. In the thread, somebody said that humor was the 7th sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nice.
Right?
And nice. Very good.
Every enlightened person is funny.
Pardon?
Every enlightened person is funny.
They are.
But they know the humor because the world is so full of suffering. They know that humor is also something to bring into the mix. One of the funniest people I've ever met is the Dalai Lama. Have you ever heard him talk? He's hilarious.
Yeah, and the thing, I mean, even when I was a young girl, you know the Reader's Digest?
Yeah.
Okay, so like we were like raised on the Reader's Digest, no TV. So anyway, on the Reader's Digest, if you open it up, there's a place called Humor is the Best Medicine, or Laughter is the Best Medicine. Laughter is the best medicine. And there was always these really amazing little stories that they used to put in there, you know, so I have made that a motto too. And I love to laugh, but you know, sometimes we are clowns too, right? You know, we wear our disguises though, right? What's that? Tears of a clown?
Yeah.
Tears of a clown, right? Right? Yeah, Smokey. Yeah, Smokey. So, you know, I know now, and the work that we've all done, all of us in Oracle School.
Yeah.
Are working. We are all working. Every single one of us. There isn't one of us that isn't actively working to make a vibrational match happen inside, so we can share the joy that we all come with.
Exponentially, when all of us do this together, it raises the vibration for everyone.
Yes, and throw in a strawberry moon in Sagittarius, and let me tell you, folks. It's just pink, fluffy everywhere.
I'm the Oracle Palooza next year.
I'm coming. I've already got my ticket. Like, it's already folded up. It's already in my God box. It's like, there it is.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Trish.
You guys, keep up the great work. I'm going to miss you guys over the summer months, too. Take care of each other.
Well, we have another call in next month. We're not totally gone yet.
You know, to be chosen and picked to come on, like, I just knew that today when I'm driving home in a frantic, I won't have time for a shower. That's okay. I'll shower after. No, she'll
call. All right, Colette, here we go again.
All right, thanks, Trish. Bye.
Thanks, Trish. Maria Nahigian.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Maria. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Not a problem. She's amazing.
Right? Wasn't it? Wasn't it like what was that? Trap Family. What was
Sound Music?
Sound of Music. Mm-hmm. How are you?
That one or West Side Story?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. May I have permission to pull a card for you?
Please, and you do.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. What does Spirit want to tell Maria about? What will help her let go and release what doesn't serve her anymore? The card is Mountain. So I know what this means is that it's the idea that everything is an obstacle, that it isn't an obstacle, that you can flow. Yes, climb every mountain. But it is about the concept of obstacles, that you don't have to see what appears to be an obstacle is actually something you can just flow around as opposed to barrel through or to resist. So for example, when certain things are denied you or certain things are saying like you got to slow down, that's actually an opportunity. So you learn to see your obstacles as opportunities. Doug.
Yeah, so I have number 92, Maria, is your first one, which is tapping the magic within. And it says, all the wisdom and magic is contained within you like the treasures and mysteries within the pyramids. Old wisdom surfacing to help you see through illusion and connect with spirit. We are all one. Your beauty shines through when you dig deep to find that diamond within, that radiant gem that it is the true you. Trust spirit. They do not let you down.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
And then next one more. One more for Maria.
One more is number 13. So let me get to that. One moment, please. All right. 13 is, oh, wow. You got some good reassurance ones. This is, you're never alone. In your deepest, darkest hours, when you feel that you are alone, trust that you are always supported and guided. Open the curtains, look up to the sky. Your angels are there with open arms, ready for your call. Step out of the shadows and into the light. Be kind and gentle to yourself. Even the smallest of gestures daily give hope to others. Smile at strangers in the street. Say goodbye to whatever and whoever is keeping you small. This year, embrace just how big your life is meant to be. Know that you are supported each and every step. Trust, have faith, and believe in the magic of life and you. I love both of those cards connecting back for you, with Maria, with Mountain, because one of my favorite lines in the Mountain card, Colette, is where you talk about be like the river. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to conquer the mountain, but be like the river that just flows around it. And that is, I happen to know that you're going through some big changes right now in your life, which are wonderful and exciting. But I could imagine there might have been some mountains in there somewhere too. Oh, did we lose you?
I have a tendency to look for mountains. Yeah, lots of mountains.
There you go.
Love that. At least you know that about yourself.
That's right.
So it's,
I do.
Instead of looking at the mountain, become the river and look at the water. Like look at how it flows and to remember that you're a story in motion, right? If we had talked about this 2 years ago, that you would be moving to North Carolina, you'd be like, you need your head read, right? You're like, I'm not moving to North Carolina, right?
Right, exactly, exactly.
So it's like, life is full of surprises. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, I'd like the ones that are solid versus the mushy ones.
Right. Well, yeah, you can put your order in, that's for sure. You can. So I like the solid ones too. Like I don't like the mushy ones either. All right, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Bye.
That's great. That was fun. Okay, now who? Let's do the Colette Roulette. Here, Colette Roulette. Let's put the blah, 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 blah here. Ooh, who's this? Allison, who said a mischievous elf. So Allyson.
Here you come, Allison.
That Allison. There we go. Ooh. Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you? Yeah.
Yay.
How are you?
Work this time. Fine.
got on. It's so great. Okay, may I pull a card for you?
Yes, you may, of course.
All right, perfect. And I know that everybody's getting cleat-ons, which is great. Remember, every time that you get a reading from us, it's going to possibly share that information with other people in the group and maybe help them, right? So let's see. Tell us.
Laughter in the musicals. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Oh, interesting. So Dragon's Lair. So Dragon's Lair is about not thinking a red flag is pretty, right? Like there's a red flag for a purpose. You don't want to go in that lair and poke the dragon. You don't want to go, what's in here? This is a pretty flag. No, instead, if it's like a red stoplight, you'd stop your car, right? You would not keep going. So it is a reminder that you have an ability already now to say no, right? You know you can say no. We think we can't. I think that I noticed this, that when we are faced with a familiar pattern that is deeply ingrained in us, we forget that we can say no to it. Because it's like in, the invitation is, but I know this. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to say yes to an energy vampire. I'm supposed to let somebody be mean. I'm supposed to, right?
Yeah, especially as being a mom too, right? You know,
exactly. So here it's like, it's asking you to slow it down and say, okay, I know the other me, the old story was that I would do this, but if I want to tell a new story, even if it feels, because guess what? New stories don't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They feel like they're a little fake at first. Like, ew. Right? So, but you can do it. Okay, Doug.
So I have, your first one is 22, which is buoyancy.
Oh.
It is when you find yourself weighted down with the gravity of life circumstances, pause. Take a deep breath and submerge yourself in the buoyant waters of gratitude. Be easy about this and let spirit guide you. Love that.
Oh, love that. That's so appropriate to right now. There's like, we're talking about a big, big, huge stress level, high stress level, life changes going on right now. And it's keeping that buoyancy and grounding. I love that, you know, because you can use, you know, yeah.
That's good. Awesome.
Claude said, you know, look out for the red flag. Don't say, oh, well, that's okay. It'll pass over. But, you know, as well as like, you know, be discerning. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, and giving yourself the space. I mean, right. This, remember, this is what are you needing to release? And it's about getting too bogged down in the heaviness mm-hmm. of life circumstances. So reminding, this is a reminder that you can be buoyant with gratitude, that you can take that breath and pause. You don't right. have to forge ahead necessarily, which I think is also what Colette's Dragon's Lair card is about. Mm-hmm. You don't have to forge ahead if it doesn't feel right. Take a breath, get some gratitude, see what happens. Now your final card, which I love, happens to be the one right before it. It's 21 and it's called Enough. And
it says, I love that.
You may feel as though you aren't smart enough, brave enough, loved enough, or have accomplished enough. This is false thinking. Thinking with a small human mind. Remember, you are a divine spark. At any given moment, you're exactly where you're meant to be. So when you're, so even when you're in the thick of things, frustrated and feeling down, know, dear child, that God doesn't make mistakes. What you're experiencing is simply a lesson for this journey you're on. There are no rights or wrongs, simply your personal belief. See yourself as God sees you. See your bravery, your kindness, your compassion, and mostly your loving heart. This is who God made. You are enough.
I just want to jump through the screen and hug you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's just, and that's something that I need to always remember. Like, I know, but I need to know. You know,
But how often, like, I mean, seriously, when the big mountains show up, when the dragon's lair, like we're talking with Maria or with you, mm-hmm. when the life circumstances show up and we get, like, there's things happening, how, mm-hmm. these are the things we forget the first, the mm-hmm. fastest. We forget about gratitude. We forget about taking a breath and pausing. We forget that we have what we need to do what we need to do. We're enough. And so what a beautiful set of reminders for you, and I'm sure for some others on the call, to yeah. kind of, that this really... that when we're in that space, when we're in that new story, to remind ourselves that we're enough for the new story as much as for what we're facing in our lives.
That's so good. Thank you. Yeah, someone called me a new age historian the other day, because I'm getting, you know, all the little bits and pieces, but then knowing that, oh yeah, but remember, it's enough. You know, you gathered all this, and that's just, yeah.
Love it. Thank you so much, Allison.
Yeah, thank you so much, too.
Thanks so much for coming on. I love this. Ugh, I just love this. Can't make this shit up. You just cannot. Okay.
One more, and I'll close out.
The wheel is going to be turning, pointing. Marianne Graham.
All right, here she comes.
Come on down.
There she is.
Hello. All these cards were resonating for me, so I'm like, okay.
That's so good. It's so good. All right, may I have permission to pull a card for you?
I would love it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Okay, what does spirit want for you? Intention. So what will help you release is making an intention to tell a new story. So I think this is all just about you to say, you know what? It's kind of like how I declared it at Oracle Palooza. I'm not telling that anymore. I'm going to tell a new story. I have no idea what it's going to feel like. I don't know what it is. I always thought if I wasn't telling the old story, nobody would pay attention, or I wouldn't have enough. I don't know. That whole enough thing. And I think this is similar to your thing. It's like, who would I be without the old story? But I want to find out.
Totally resonates.
All right.
Totally. Yeah.
Living Oracle.
Oh, lovely Marianne. Sometimes we teach most what we have to learn. And tonight, your first card is one that you posted yourself. It's never happened in the Living Oracle before, just for the record. I've never had that happen on a call. So the card is 41, which is Target. Are you or others putting you down or deflating your worth? Are barbs being thrown at the physical being that houses the beauty of your spirit? Let love and guidance come from spirit. Strive to be authentic. Meditate and practice self-care. It is the spirit within that is most precious. You remember that one?
Oh, yes, I totally do.
Yeah.
I do. Well, I didn't write it. It wrote itself.
Yeah.
Oh,
your second one is number one. And number one is called Aware Empath. So again, thinking about what you need to release in this full moon, what need to help you release, rather, is says being aware is a full-time job, one that empowers you even when you feel as though you might sob. No matter where your journey starts, it will be one with many intrinsic parts. Being awake as you live is a great gift to give. Others will learn from your love. Soon, you'll see this from above. Always hovering over your story, you'll learn what it means to live in glory. So again, calling you to be aware, to allow you to know that kind of where your role is as an empath, right? That you have this space to give love, but also the boundaries so that you can kind of see the gifts and the piece of that as well. Does that connect with you in your life right now?
Absolutely. Every bit, and the cards I've drawn and my little discussions with my three little friends, Debbie, Robin, you know, like our little group, it's all coming the same way. And I was thinking of it today. So most assuredly, totally resonates. I had said I needed to reinvent a particular story, and I wrote it in my journal at the beginning of this call. So yeah, interesting.
Beautiful.
It always is. And I want shirts, Colette, that say, you just can't make this shit up.
I think we are going to make those t-shirts for the next Oracle Palooza.
I want them so bad.
Love that. Thank you, Marianne, so much.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Wow. Okay, so I want to say something now. You know, it's so weird. Like, I just felt like this shared wisdom went by so fast. Please, guys, in the main hall, if you want to make a comment in the main hall and you want to ask a question over the next month or so, you know, please feel free to do that. Nobody ask a question for tonight for Doug and I, and we'll check in every few days or whatever just to see. Remember now, we're looking at getting grounded in the new story. So I would take this month to decide, really, what kind of story am I telling? How do I want to tell a new one? And I love that Marianne talked about her groups, having friends, you know, here in Oracle School and connecting with small groups on a regular basis is a way for you to stay really connected to this process too, so that, you know, with one, there's only going to be one person that's falling asleep at the wheel. Everybody else is going to be awake. So that also really helps. I'd also want to say, you guys are really the, honestly, I know it sounds crazy, but because there's people who have done this more than once, you're going to admit, like, you guys that have done this again, this is the best group we've had. The best group. And it just keeps getting better. And it really has been the very, very best. And you know, you're all welcome to take this again next year. You can take personal mastery again. You can take the whole shaboom again. So just know there's always a place, there's always new things to do. And you know, we've got the membership site too after and all kinds of stuff. So just know that our dream for Oracle School is that we're going to grow it. So it's not like, oh, we're gonna just keep staying it. And we keep telling you that we're creating new things, but it takes a ton of manpower and we don't do anything half-assed. So just know that it's such a privilege for us to be here. And Doug, it's such a privilege for me to have you as my head wizard in Oracle School. You're a dream come true, as is Anna. Mm-hmm. You know, total dream come true. Let's bring her up for the closing meditation if we can. If are you in your full pajamas?
I was going to say, we better ask permission first.
Yeah, Anna. And Lisa, yes, your daughter was adorable too. Is Anna in her PJs? Oh, we have permission. Okay, good. I'm in my Camilla top. I'm all fancy.
Yeah. Oh, I had you muted and then I unmuted. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So I got to just say something for the people who weren't at Oracle Palooza. You know, Anna's like a rock star now, Anna and Doug. And it was kind of my dream. And, you know, when I first told her she had a job, which she didn't ask for, didn't want. And I just said, you're going to work for me. And this is what you're doing. Like, it was in my head. I was like, I saw a vision of her. Actually, when she drove me home was when I did it. And I called Jill. I had no Oracle School planned at that point. I'm like, oh, I really visualize this person going to come and work for me. I don't know why. Well, that's because I'm psychic. But I got to tell you, like, people love you so much, Anna, and you love this school. This is your mission. You told me that, and I want, Anna is Oshun. She's more than Oshun. She's all the goddesses in one. Anna, Doug, and I, we all have a mission here. And when Anna said, this isn't a job, this is my calling. And it really is true. So if you guys are wondering what Anna thinks or does, she thinks about you guys all the time. And she looks at you and says, you know, that one, look at how she's changing. And oh my God, this is so fabulous. And, you know, like, we really care about you, but I wanted to call you out on this one, Anna, because, you know, you're putting all your efforts into teaching this class too, that's coming up. And, you know, I just want to acknowledge it. And Doug, of course, you know, I don't want to do this ever without you. You are my head wizard, my blue bear, right? So even though I know you've got this amazing world that you're creating with your podcast and your speaking and stuff, there's always room. Oracle School's our home, and we can all do other things out there. We are family, and we accept each other as we are with our imperfections.
Yeah.
And, right, I'm going to cry now, so I won't. So what I'd like to ask you all is to join me. Yeah. Doug needs a blue beard next, I know, or blonde. No, he doesn't want a blue beard. No, forget it. Never mind. I'll have blue hair. I love blue hair. I had blue hair. Never mind. I've just completely gone off track, so I won't cry. Okay. I want us all to hold hands because we are family. We really are. You know, we all have come here to get vulnerable, to see ourselves with clarity, to change and transform, which is not comfortable. Being in that frickin' cocoon and the metamorphosis thing is yucky and gross, and then we get to be butterflies and we can cheer each other on, but we're all here for all of it, and we're committed to it, and I know you are. So let's open up our hearts. Imagine inside us, let's close our eyes, we're all at the top of the Crystal Mountain, We're all like little balls of jelly. Whee! We're little pink balls of jelly. And we're just love jellies. That's what we are. And we're even like jiggly. And there we are, because that's all the love. The love isn't rigid. It doesn't have any expectations. Mm-hmm. It's fluid. It's made of water. And it wants to share itself. And it's fun. And yeah, it can be wobbly some days, right? So inside each one of us is a chamber. It's the inner oracle. But in that inner oracle is all this magical dust, and it's pink. Mm-hmm. And when we blow it out into the world and into each other, it means that we are sending nothing but our best intentions for you. And we're going to share that right now. We're going to open up our hearts. And one, two, three, blow the love. In deep and abiding gratitude for everybody here tonight. Yeah. I am so, so grateful to all of you.
Really? We love you guys.
We are all little fun little gummy bears. Mwah. Enjoy grounding, do the cards, go over module 6 and whatever exercises you want to redo that you loved, and apply it to, the question will always be, how can I use this to get grounded? How can I integrate this information in my life, and just use that as the focus, and then use it on any subject that you want. All right, everybody, and we're going to see you next call, and we'll see you on the threads in the main hall.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks, Anna. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Anna.
I love you too.
Bye.